Justin Ekstrom here out at Cathedral High School, and as part of the North Risk Partners pregame show, I'm going to talk to two coaches who are very familiar with each other. I'm, of course, talking about Melrose head coach Ryan Dusha and one of his best pals, Cathedral basketball head coach Mike Sand. So, guys, thank you for joining the KNSI Sports Network.
Yeah, thank you.
So I'll start with Ryan, and then I'll work my way to Mike. But you guys have known each other a long time. Does that kind of factor into games like this? Is this the first time you guys have gone against each other?
Well, it's the first time we've gone against each other as head coaches. But, yeah, I mean, we grew up together, and we're in each other's weddings. And so, you know, when the job came open, I was happy to hear that he applied because he's just the right guy for the job at Cathedral right now, and he's done a great job. So as far as us knowing each other, I don't think it matters at all. It's a player's game, and so what they do matters.
That's spoken like somebody that's been a head coach for a while. How about you, Mike?
Well, that was great. Ryan was the first call I made, and we had lunch, and he was very open, and it was a big help in me getting things started for the season.
So when you're taking over a program like Cathedral, is it any, like, butterflies going on, or are you just ready?
Oh, 100% there are, yeah. I've been assistant a couple of years with a couple of different coaches in Miller and Meyer, so kind of familiar on the ins and outs of it. But, yeah, absolutely, there's butterflies, there's excitement. It's a fun time.
So I'll start with Ryan. We'll go a little more of this game. This is part of the season right now where I like to refer to it as the meat grinder. Both of you guys are playing some really good ball right now, but now you got each other. And then after that, you each got some really tough games. How do you start with a game like this and not try to look too forward, but take it one game at a time?
Yeah, January is always a tough month to be able to just game after game, and you don't get as much practice time, but we always want to play against good teams, and that kind of gives you a measuring stick to where you're at. And so I think tonight is a great battle, and Cathedral's playing his best ball of the year. We talk to our guys about anytime there's a new coach that comes in the system, it takes a little bit of time, but they usually find their niche about January, and that's what Cathedral has done. So we're expecting a great game tonight. Two teams that are very close in the section standings right now, so it should be a fun game.
How about you, Mike?
Yeah, we had kind of a slow start to our season with the amount of games we played, but now we're playing three games this weekend, next week, so we'll start to find some rhythm and get the guys playing a little more. They're tired of practicing, so.
Now we got that jargon out of the way. Any stories that you guys want to share about anything that went going on? I know you both graduated Cathedral. Any shenanigans that we're allowed to talk about?
No. Yeah. but I will say this though: when you grow up with somebody, and you go through middle school, elementary school, middle school, high school, college, and all the things that happen afterwards, Mike and I have a special bond, and we've been through a lot together, personally and as a friendship. And so it's so fun to be able to be at this level, and no matter what happens, you know, we're going to be great friends for the rest of our life.
Yep, 100%. I've been following Ryan for his whole coaching career, and very proud of what he's been doing. It's been fun to watch. So
I'm a fan of both the programs. Of course, my wife, head coach of Melrose softball, and then my color man's going to be Emmett Keenan tonight. So we got a bias on both sides, yeah. Kind of, but we're going to try our best, but best of luck to both of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.